Hey everybody, my name is Karis and welcome to Unmasked, where we talk about real struggles, real hurts, but we also talk about real hope. I know many of us now in this day and age, we are all facing different hurts, different struggles, and many of the same. And what we want to offer you here each week is hope. We want to offer you help, and we want you to know that you are not alone. So welcome to Unmasked. Welcome to My Coleman TV. We have enjoyed continuing to offer you shows to watch and to give you information through this time that we are all facing. So if you want to know all the platforms that we're on, you can find us on Spectrum 180. You can find us on Roku, Facebook. You can watch us live on Facebook, and we are also on most of the podcast platform. So we've given you lots of options to keep up with us and to keep up with all the many different shows here on My Coleman TV. I also wanted to let you guys know we have some exciting things that we have done to my website at karissnyder.com. And if you go there, you can subscribe and you can get a couple of days free to download from my Anxiety Elephants devotional. So we have been able to do some work on that, to upgrade that, and to add some updates as well to offer you all some extra materials to read right now, because maybe you are feeling the stings of anxiety. But I would say this as well. Many of you, like me, are also probably feeling very overwhelmed. Anyone out there, maybe you're screaming that, yes, I am feeling overwhelmed right now at your screen. And like I said in the opening, we're all here. We all have real hurts. We all have real struggles, and we want to talk about them. The one thing that got me in trouble with my anxiety, which later on led to depression, was that I didn't talk about those hurts. I didn't talk about those struggles. I didn't acknowledge that those feelings and emotions were there. And by pushing them down and not dealing with them, it put me in a more dangerous place. And depression almost took my life. It almost stole that from me. And I think that's why I'm so passionate about helping you all to unmask those things that you are going through, so that you know it's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to talk about those emotions and those feelings. And it's okay for us to all admit that we are feeling overwhelmed. Maybe your work has moved home. Now your kids are learning from school and you're not just mom or dad. You are now a teacher and principal and counselor. You take on all the roles. And you also are trying to figure out ways to continue to work, to continue to provide for your family. Maybe your job is considered essential and you have to go out and you're on the front lines every single day facing what many of us have no idea what you're facing and how that is making you feel inside and the different thoughts that you are having to battle every day. That can be overwhelming. If you've lost your job and now that income that you had coming in faithfully, week after week, month after month, that is gone. And that is causing you to feel overwhelmed. Maybe you were not good in school and you struggled in school, and now your kids are looking to you to provide them guidance for the next couple of months and to help them to learn their math and their science and their reading, and you're feeling overwhelmed. And you may be asking yourself, what do I do? How do I deal with this? And so I wanted to share with you an example that really I did not grab a hold of until maybe about 7 or 8 months ago. I know through past episodes, I've talked with you guys and shared, and if you follow me on social media, I talk a lot about my faith. And I know that without God, without His help getting me out of that pit over 9 years ago, I don't know where I would be. But in that, I always thought, looking at Jesus and His life and seeing how He lived, we know He lived a perfect life. We know He did not sin. But in that, I think in my head, I don't know about you guys, you can, if you're watching live, you can respond in the comments. I think I always looked at Him as someone who maybe never had emotion or always stayed calm and always, you know, I don't know, it was just easygoing, but He wasn't. I mean, we saw He went in the temple and He flipped over the tables when they were treating the church as a place to sell things, and they were not treating it the way that God intended. And so we saw him act in anger, but that was not a sin. But there's a scripture that I just discovered several months ago that really gave me peace in what to do when I feel overwhelmed. And I wanted to share that with you all today and to share with you the greatest example of all that we can follow when we feel overwhelmed, because Jesus himself felt overwhelmed. As we go into this week, this Holy Week, and as Easter comes, Resurrection Sunday comes, we can look at that week as Jesus was going up for that. And I wanted to share a scripture with you. This is in Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 34. And it says, "They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, 'Sit here while I pray.' He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. And Jesus said, 'My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death.' He said to them, 'Stay here and keep watch.'" And verse 35 goes on to say that he went on a little farther and he fell down and he began to pray. And he said, "Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Okay, so this scripture is telling us that Jesus felt overwhelmed, that his soul was filled with sorrow, and he was greatly distressed. So friend, let me ask you, are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you feeling greatly troubled? And is your soul filled with sorrow? And if you answer yes to any of those, know that Jesus understands. He understands. He was faced with this hard circumstance, knowing that he was going to bear the sins of this world. And in doing that, he was going to be separated from the love of his Father. But he did it because he loves you and he loves me. And he did not want us to experience eternal separation from God. He wanted us to know that love that he has for us. And so first of all, know that Jesus loves you. He loves us so much that he allowed that sorrow and that overwhelming feeling come upon him. So know that our Savior understands. That gives me hope. But what did he do? How did he handle that overwhelming feeling of distress and sorrow when his soul became troubled? Well, first we see that he got alone. He went on a walk. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane. So he got away. He got by himself. So if you're feeling overwhelmed with work or with school or with what you are seeing on the news, get away. Go for a walk around your neighborhood. Walk around your house. Go maybe to a room in your home that your kids can't find you, that your spouse can't find you, and just get away. Turn the news off. Turn social media off. So get away. Second, we see that he told his disciples how he felt. He was honest. He talked to his friends. It doesn't matter your socioeconomic background. It doesn't matter your job status, what it was before this and now what it is now. You can talk to your friends. Men, women, it is okay for you to tell your friends your struggles. Jesus gave us this example. And he had those three from the disciples that he had a closer relationship with. So he told them, "Hey, my soul is filled with sorrow. I'm stressed. I'm overwhelmed. I'm going to pray." So he was honest with his friends. He was honest with his tribe. Who in your tribe can you reach out to today and say, "Hey, I'm struggling. I'm having a hard time. I'm overwhelmed." Who are those two or three that you can reach out to and text today? And maybe you guys can set up a virtual coffee date, if you will, and have your coffee through Zoom or through Google Classrooms or whatever platform you want to use, and talk about what is causing your soul to feel sorrow. And next we see that he prayed and he was honest with God. Y'all, God can handle our honesty. He can handle our emotions. He can handle your questions. He can handle where you're at, but you've got to acknowledge it and you've got to say to him, "God, this is where I am. This is what I'm struggling with. And we see Jesus with this close relationship with God. He doesn't even just call him Father. He calls him Abba, which means daddy. So he had this close relationship with his Father. So that tells me that we too can have that close relationship to God, and we can say, Abba, Daddy God, this is where I'm at. These are my struggles. This is what I'm dealing with. And in prayer, you can be honest. It doesn't have to be these eloquent words. Maybe you struggle with praying and you don't know what to say or how to say it. Just be honest and just tell God, this is where I am. This is what I'm struggling with. And I want to lay this at your feet, and I'm asking you to help me. So we go on to see in verse 35 and 36, that Jesus says, you know, may this pass from me, but not my will, but your will be done. So he's asking, you know, if I can do this in any other way without having to go through what I'm about to go through, may that be done, but not my will, God, but your will be done. So he is submitting, he is surrendering to God and saying, this is what I'm dealing with. Here I am, but let your will be done. I'll trust you and I'll be obedient. And he was obedient. He was obedient to death, to the cross. And we know that he died on that cross for us. And 3 days later, he rose again, and that grave is empty. And just as our pastor said yesterday, yes, our churches are going to be empty on Easter morning, but so is the grave, so is the tomb. So we have plenty to praise and worship God for, to know that even that grave is empty, and we can go out and be and serve the way he asked us to. But see, Jesus gave us this example, and this has helped me greatly over the last few months to know, okay, if Jesus felt overwhelmed, he understands what I'm going through. So what can I do? How can I do this? So let's recap. He got alone, he stepped away, and he got away in a silent place. He took a walk, and he got in a calm place to deal with that. Next, he talked to his friends. He had those two or three close to him in his tribe, and he was honest with where he was at and what he was dealing with. Find those two or three friends that you can be honest with today and allow them to be honest with you. And third, we see that he prayed. He talked to God. He was honest with God. He did not hold back. But at the end of that prayer, he submitted and trusted that God's will and God's way was best. So he gives us those three examples that we can follow. So I want to encourage you today, if you are feeling overwhelmed, use these three examples. Use these three ways to deal with those overwhelming emotions, and know that God made us to be emotional, and he wants us to take those emotions to him and be honest with him and talk to him and trust that we can trust him in this situation. Good is going to come from this circumstance. We can know that. No, we do not get to control it all, but we can control what we do in this moment. So whatever the three that you're going to use, I would love to see in the comments what you're going to use today. I know for me, I'll probably use all three of these today because I'll need to at different times. But I want you to know that I am praying for you, that you are not alone. And even in a situation that may look hopeless, we are hopeful. This is going to end. This season is going to end, and a new season is going to come, and we're going to be standing tall, and we're going to be standing stronger, and we're going to be standing together. So thank you guys for joining us here today on Unmasked. Don't forget to go to karissnyder.com and subscribe today to grab a couple of days free of the Anxiety Elephants devotional. If you want to purchase a devotional, you can shop local to do that. You can also go to booksamillion.com and order the book there. You can also find the ebook on amazon.com if you are an ebook person and you have a Kindle or a Kindle app. That would be a great way for you to read that devotional and find some encouragement throughout this week. So thank you guys for joining us, and I'll talk to you soon.